My name is Kim Hill. I am the Vaccine Care Coordinator for 4D Recovery, and we are partnered with four community-based recovery organizations: the Northwest Instituto Latino, Painted Horse Recovery, the Miracles Club, and Women First Transition and Referral Center.
So you work specifically on vaccine advocacy in the recovery community. What does that look like?
We have partnered with four community-based recovery organizations to provide fair access to vaccines. The community clinics really provide a safe and welcoming space for everyone. We provide free vaccines. We provide connections to things such as incentives from the county when those are available, as well as food, music, food boxes, just a range of stuff. And then we've also partnered with a number of vaccine providers, and we're super excited to hold these clinics in the community. They've been held in Portland. Our first clinic in Washington County will be happening this Saturday, and that will be at the 4D Recovery location on Oak Street. And we'll be having another clinic at Northwest Instituto Latino on the 30th. We have a full schedule of events through November and December.
And so, you know, you're someone that helps set up and organize the events. What are some common misconceptions you hear about getting vaccinated?
I found it super interesting to learn that some folks didn't know that the vaccine was free. Vaccines are free. Everybody can get a vaccine with clinics, and there are resources to find free vaccines on the Multnomah County website, on the Washington County websites, on the Clackamas County websites. Also, there's a lot of really amazing information about vaccines and their efficacy on a site called Reach, and that is also through Multnomah County, and that is a culturally specific site. So that addresses a lot of concerns folks have about who developed the vaccine, what kind of communities were participating in the vaccine trials, information about what the different kinds of vaccines are, and things like that. Yeah, and I think one of the things that we really try to do is to have people have a really fun experience and to feel safe, have it be a really welcoming environment, to provide things like a hot meal and a food box that has a week's worth of food for one person, to provide incentives and other items when we can, just really trying to make it as positive and as good an experience as possible.
In your experience, how important is it for folks to get vaccine encouragement from people that they trust? Obviously, there are folks from your community at the Recovery Center who are participating in this as well, right?
Yeah, I think for folks who are in early recovery, it can be really difficult to trust people, to trust organizations, to feel welcome in the broader community, and also, you know, that extends to law enforcement and you know, other large organizations like hospitals and such. And so having a community-based welcoming environment where people can come and get vaccinated, and even more importantly, get good information from qualified healthcare professionals, from qualified doctors when they are available, I think is just so important. It cannot be overstated how important it is to have that just one-to-one, really relaxed environment in a place where they feel safe. So those recovery centers are a place where folks who are in early recovery feel safe. And it's just, it can't be overstated how important that is.